Team of Rivals by Doris Kearns, Goodwin. The Rise of the Rivals. On May 18, 1860, four men waited anxiously in their hometowns for the results of the Republican National Convention in Chicago. These were no ordinary men. They were William H. Seward, Salmon P. Chase, Edward Bates, and Abraham Lincoln, each of whom had energetically sought the presidency as the conflict over slavery was leading inexorably to secession and civil war. William H. Seward, the New York senator and former governor, was widely considered the frontrunner. His long alliance with New York political boss Thurlow Weed had cemented his position as a leading figure in the Republican Party. Salmon P. Chase, the Ohio governor, was a favorite of the party's more radical wing due to his early advocacy of the abolition of slavery. Edward Bates, the former Missouri Attorney General, was preferred by more conservative elements of the party, having gained national attention with a speech opposing President James K. Polk at the 1847 River and Harbor Convention. And then there was Abraham Lincoln, a former U.S. representative from Illinois, who had risen to national prominence through a series of debates with Democratic rival Stephen A. Douglas in the 1858 Illinois Senate election. When Lincoln emerged as the victor, his rivals were dismayed and angry. Yet, it was Lincoln's unique character, forged by experiences that raised him above his more privileged and accomplished rivals, that ultimately led to his success. He possessed an extraordinary ability to put himself in the place of other men, to experience what they were feeling, and to understand their motives and desires. This capacity would prove crucial in the tumultuous years ahead. The Unlikely Cabinet. Determined both to hold the party together and to recruit the ablest men for his cabinet, Lincoln made the unprecedented decision to invite his former rivals to join him. Seward assumed the post of Secretary of State, Chase that of Secretary of the Treasury, and Bates that of United States Attorney General. This unusual cabinet was a testament to Lincoln's political genius and his ability to reconcile conflicting personalities and political factions. As the South seceded following Lincoln's election, the country plunged into the American Civil War. Goodwin describes in vivid detail the cabinet decisions that shaped the war effort, such as the debate over provisioning Fort Sumter in South Carolina, the first state to secede, and the issuing of the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed the slaves of secession states. These decisions were not made in a vacuum. They were the result of intense deliberations and sometimes heated disagreements among the cabinet members. Lincoln's mastery of men was evident in how he managed these conflicts. He overcame the obstacles posed by incompetent generals, hostile congressmen, and his raucous cabinet by winning the respect of his former competitors. In the case of Seward, he found a loyal and crucial friend who would see him through the most trying times. Seward's transformation from a rival to a close ally is a compelling example of Lincoln's ability to build strong relationships. Structure. The Turbulent Presidency. The years of Lincoln's presidency were marked by unimaginable turmoil. The Civil War raged on, claiming thousands of lives and testing the very fabric of the Union. Lincoln coped with these challenges by marshalling the talents of his cabinet to the task of preserving the Union and winning the war. He faced numerous setbacks, including the poor performance of Union generals like George McClellan, whom he retained longer than many advised, and the constant pressure from a divided Congress. Despite these obstacles, Lincoln's leadership remained steadfast. He demanded that his secretaries sign a resolution committing the administration to devote all its powers and energies to help bring the war to a successful conclusion. This resolve was not just a political maneuver, but a reflection of his deep commitment to the cause of preserving the Union. Personal struggles and triumphs. The book also delves into the personal lives of the main figures, providing a nuanced portrait of the human side of these historical giants. Mary Todd Lincoln's role in Washington, D.C. society is explored, as well as the marriage of Chase's daughter and close companion Kate. The tragic death of Lincoln's son Willie, who died in the White House, is a poignant reminder of the personal costs of leadership during such tumultuous times. Lincoln's relationship with his wife, Mary, was particularly complex. Her struggles with grief and her often volatile temperament made her a challenging figure in the White House. Yet, Lincoln's patience and understanding were unwavering, reflecting his ability to empathize with those around him. The Final Days and Legacy. The book closes with the assassination of Abraham Lincoln on April 14, 1865. Seward, who was also attacked by a knife-wielding assailant, survived but was deeply shaken. The epilogue traces the later lives and deaths of Seward, Stanton, Bates, Chase, and Mary Lincoln, providing a sense of closure and reflection on the legacy of these men. Lincoln's assassination marked the end of an era, but his legacy endures. His ability to bring together former rivals and harness their talents in the service of a greater cause is a testament to his political genius and his extraordinary character. As Goodwin so eloquently puts it, Lincoln's success was both a product of his times and his unique qualities, qualities that allowed him to exhibit his greatness on the grand stage of American history. Tambo, conclusion, a master among men. Team of Rivals is more than a biography of Abraham Lincoln. It is a masterful exploration of leadership, politics, and human relationships. Through her meticulous research and engaging narrative, Doris Kearns Goodwin has provided a richly detailed account of the Civil War presidency, one that illuminates the character and career of Lincoln and the remarkable men who served with him. Lincoln's story is a powerful reminder that leadership is not about dominance, but about the ability to bring people together, to understand their motives and desires, and to marshal their talents towards a common goal. In an era marked by division and conflict, Lincoln's example remains a beacon of hope and a testament to the enduring power of human empathy and political genius.